from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Big Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. And I'm going to tell you what, Clint. I did not get a lot of text messages this weekend about winnings from Tyler Milner. So I know the Astros took 2 of 3, so I'm inclined to wonder if it was a difficult weekend for Tyler. But I didn't hear it. How did we fare this weekend, Tyler?
Friday and Saturday had some red numbers for your boy.
Oh, boy.
But the green number yesterday on a Sunday, that was so big that came out on the weekend on top. So
the day the Astros lost, you came out on top.
Jordan. Yeah. He had Jordan total bases.
Max bet.
Did you have...
And he hits for the cycle. Isn't that beautiful?
He said max bet. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds heavy.
Yeah, 300.
Oh, okay.
There well, you risked 300. I won 360 on it.
You go ahead, man. You do your deal. Go ahead, man. But hopefully you get back on it here.
I got back on it yesterday. That's what I told you.
Let's keep it up. Some 2 days, baby.
Another heater has begun.
I'm probably going to get on something tonight with you.
All righty.
Bets I'm talking about. I'm not going to the Heights.
Well, what do you have going right now, Tyler?
Yeah, I got my bets placed for today.
I know you do. Good God.
I'm riding Jordan over 1.5 bases again.
You're riding that again. Who is the A's? Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got?
It'd be scary about that foul territory, man. Take away some at bats.
Real quick, I'm also on Altuve over 1.5 bases. I'm on Spencer Arrighetti to have more than 5.5 strikeouts. And I'm on the Astros to score more than 4.5 runs.
Let's go.
He's on the Spencer Arrighetti, huh?
Money, money, money.
Money.
Good luck for you, man. Hopefully, man.
I want on the Astros over.
I knew Friday you did not get Hunter Brown's strikeouts. I was watching.
Yeah. I want the Astros over. I want Bregman's total bases over and Jordan's over total bases.
Gotcha. 100
those
each?
Three. Yes.
Gotcha, bro. Ron, you want anything? Want to get on this big orange wagon?
Hell no. Hell no.
Come on, man.
100 apiece? Good God.
It's a freaking A's, man. Boy, that'd be difficult right there, boy.
Wow, that's 300 right there, but at least that's over 3 bets, not one.
I mean, they were just quiet overall for three games. It ain't going to last for a fourth against the A's, man.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, man. Good for you, man. Good for you. All right, man. Well, it looks like you guys got
Astros
a little
Astros might score double digits tonight.
I won't be able to get you the full 100 on that Yordan basis.
Gosh,
but the other ones are good, and I'm going to lock you in for what I have remaining on Yordan.
All right.
Yeah, you may. I love when he comes back. Hey, look, just real quick. Not going to quite be able to get it all on that Yordan. Good Lord, I love it, man. It's my favorite thing to hear, how much money this man is throwing out there, how many bets he's throwing out every day. Remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. A little housekeeping with the Astros, man. They make a move. They select infielder Elitmus Diaz. They bring him back. He's going to wear number 12, by the way. To the major league roster. If you remember, he was here with this Astros team doing this run as well. Greg Kessinger is optioned back to Sugar Land, and they had to get rid of somebody, so they decided to end it with David Hensley. They have DFA'd him. We'll see what happens with him. If he gets picked up, maybe he comes back in the Astros organization, but he is gone as of now. So, Elitmus Diaz, real quick around the horn. How you all feel about the move bringing Elitmus Diaz back? How you feeling about that? Somebody who's not played a ton this year, played with the A's since he left the Astros, but only played 12 games with the A's before ending it there. How you feel about bringing Diaz back?
I like it. I was a Elitmus Diaz fan. His tenure here, his time here in Dallas, and let's be honest, Greg Kessinger and David Hensley. Other than the glove placement on the glute there that David Hensley had, these guys aren't. If my choice is Elitmus Diaz or either of those, I'd ride with Elitmus Diaz.
Yeah, very very good with it. I don't know what exactly it'll mean for him and the team, or how much PT we'll see Elitmus Diaz getting here anytime soon. But, yeah, very, very good with this move.
I mean, let's be honest. Gray Kessinger's the only one that's been on the bench over there and doesn't get consistent playing time. Yeah, Everybody else plays.
Yeah, if it's like if you're going to have Kessinger sitting over there, I'd rather take a whirl of what Diaz can do. I'd feel more confident in what Diaz is going to do. So he is with the Astros. And he'll be there as they head to Oakland and take on the A's. Spencer Arrighetti gets the ball tonight. They are tied atop the AL West, 2.5 back in the wild card. So they need to continue to win to keep this thing afloat. And, fellas, I think the next 2 days are going to be really important, this early part of the second half. One, for two ways. One, how long are they going to have to roll with Spencer Arrighetti and Jake Bloss filling in 4 and 5, yeah. And then what are they able to do during those starts, right? Because this is it right here. We feel really good. You should feel really good about the Hunter Brown, who will pitch the last game of this series, but the Hunter Brown, the Framber Valdez, and the Ronel Blanco threesome. Those next two, that is, how do you fare with Spencer Arrighetti, a rookie who is starting to get up into innings, and then Jake Bloss, somebody who has skipped AAA and jumped right up here and has not pitched a ton. That early on is going to be a big, big question and a big, big thing that the Astros got to deal with from their pitch staff.
Yeah, I mean, you got to survive, man. I mean,
hopefully Verlander comes back soon.
Well, I mean, I'd like for one of Luis Garcia, Justin Verlander. What's the latest on Luis Garcia?
He's gonna make a rehab start.
Okay.
Soon. There was no timetables, the last thing Jill had to say about Verlander.
That's refreshing. Look, I mean, obviously big picture, long term, I mean Verlander is the story there. But right now, at this point in time, to your point,
they gotta survive it.
I mean, you gotta survive it, and Luis Garcia would go a long way. Luis Garcia would help matters there. So
if he can get any
good news on that starting pitcher front would be nice.
Yeah, if he can get up to starter to stretched out innings, if he can do that, because right now here I don't think Luis throw more than 25 pitches in any of his
So late July, like, is probably going to come and go before he gets here.
It seems like it's been a while. So that's going to be the one. How many times are they going to have to go with Arigetti Bloss in the 4 and 5 spot? Is it two times of the rotation? Is it 5 times? So that's a big one. By the way, Seattle, they are hosting the Angels. So both Seattle and Houston are hosting the two teams in the back half of the West over the next 3 games. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes as they start these series tied atop the West. Venture Arigetti, see if he can get back on track, rested up now after the break. They'll need a big start from him.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Training camp. Second week started today. D'Amico Ryan spoke to the media today, as he always does, and he spoke about practice today. This is how he felt practice fared today for his team.
I think when you look at it, right, as you're watching it live, you see, right, the defense made a few plays, but we always go back and watch the tape and see, right, I always say, you never know really what happened until you watch the tape and get a true understanding, but defense made some plays, offense made plays, there's been a lot of back and forth, and that's the makings of a good team. You want it to be back and forth. You don't want practice to be lopsided every single day, and it's been that way for us. Offense has had some days, defense have had some days, so I'm encouraged by both sides having their good.
All right. Real quick, did you like the level of it, of how they were carrying themselves? Did they feel flat at all to you today?
No, I don't think they felt flat. I think it was a defense. I think it was a typical defensive day.
Yeah.
I think it was a day where the defense was ahead of the offense, and the offense was frustrated for the majority of the teamwork that I saw. And when that happens, it seems to be, you got a lot, especially from our view, because we're behind the offensive group. There's a lot of moping around, right? There's a lot of again, frustration, because the defense is, look, you're in a 2nd and 12 situation. You're set up to fail from jump. It's very, it's a tough situation for an offense to start out that way. So situational football, I think, was set up today to be difficult on the offense, and the defense took advantage of it. And let's be honest, man. The pass rush on this defense is going to be a problem in obvious passing situations. And the Texans are a team that's going to throw the football a lot, I think, at this point in time. And so you're going to lose some battles. You're going to get frustrated. It's not going to be your day every Sunday. It's not going to be your day every day at camp. You're going to lose some of those. And I think today was just a day where the defense got the better of them, both up front and on the back end.
Particularly, yeah, I was going to say, but that D-line – it looked like they just had on shoulder pads today. No, not full, but boy, that was, as you said, that was impressive. There are moments where CJ Stroud, like sometimes you'll watch it, he's able to throw, like even though they look at it and they'll blow it or something, they'll be like, this would have been a sack.
Yeah.
He would have gotten you. He's able to step aside and still make a throw. This one, boy, they had him hemmed up multiple times where he couldn't even go and make a throw.
Yeah,
he couldn't even do that. So that was something to watch. I think, as you said it earlier, do remember Blake Fisher and Kenyon Green are on the left side, not playing a lot together. And it did seem like a lot came off the edge. But that D-line, rushing the passer, edges, that's going to be a dangerous problem for anybody.
Well, in obvious passing situations, when they can line up Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson and Denico Autry and then Mario Edwards or whoever ends up being that next best pass rusher on the inside, they're going to be a problem, because then if you can get pressure with just those four, which you probably can a good chunk of the times, especially if it's 2nd and 3rd and long situations, but then the pressure packages that D'Amico Ryan's just has a knack for, both with creating, designing, and the timing of the call, they're going to be hell on wheels, man. And now we got Jalen Petrie playing that nickel defender where he's involved in the pressure packages. He's killer. I mean, it's just the Texans are going to be really, really – when they get teams behind the eight ball, when they get teams that don't have success on first down, they get them behind the chains – They're going to be a problem. I don't know about stopping the run. I don't know about but when it comes to pinning your ears back and going and getting, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah. Little injury notes up front. Joe Mixon has been out of practice the last few days. D'Amico Ryan said that that Joe Mixon will be fine and he's not worried about Joe. And, quote, also not practicing Laremy Tunsil, but he was on the side field, get work in like he has been all the practices thus far that we've been able to see. Christian Harris also been out with a soft tissue leg injury. And Dalton Schultz didn't go. Did not seem that any of these were major concerns at this point right now. Like I said, we got to put our eyes on Laremy Tunsil. He's getting work. The others didn't seem to be your thing. Although Christian Harris still has not practiced since training camp has started. So hopefully that isn't.
I think if you look at the injuries, or let's not call them injuries, let's just say guys that are slow to start here that are getting a lot of rest early in training camp. I got zero concern about any of those players and the whatever injury or whatever's holding them out. The problem with it is I think we are getting a good look in camp of the lack of depth. If you look at left tackle Blake Fisher, he's going to struggle if he has to play. He's a rookie that would have to play immediately. Right now, he's getting valuable reps, but he's not ready to play. You look at on the defense side of the football, Christian Harris hadn't practiced yet. Look, I love Azeez Al-Shaair, but I don't, and we hadn't seen a whole hell of a lot from the defense because we're not in pads or anything like that. But Toa Toa is gonna. I think he's gonna struggle. We don't even know who the second number two corner is on this defense. So you start looking around. You look at the Joe Mixon not practicing. All of a sudden, it becomes a Damian Pierce day, and he's getting the bulk. We don't know what. Like I'm as confused about Damian Pierce as I am any player that I maybe have ever covered. Right?
They brought in Cam Akers.
Right. They brought in Cam Akers. So I think these guys being out, it's more about, you know. The guys are getting valuable reps, but it's really showing all of us. Like, man, if Dalton Schultz goes out, I mean, I like Brevin Jordan and all, but he ain't gonna feel those shoes. I mean, he's not gonna be. Cade and Teagan are non-factors at this point in time, but they're not like, you know, it's just those guys go out. You're playing depth, and I'm not real sure about the quality of the depth at those positions.
No, it's fair. But as we said, though, I don't know that they're going to be Astros like, but it does feel like, you know, they don't seem to be concerned about these guys. It seems to be slow start stuff. So. Yeah. But it is. You're like, you look at it, that's your starting left tackle, that's your starting running back, that's your starting inside off ball linebacker, and that's your starting tight end. All not out there playing right now in week two of training camp. All right. Coming up, listen, this has been one of the most talked about moves of the offseason here in the National Football League. And to me, it feels day by day that we watch this, feels like the Texans got this right. Even if the worst happens, it feels like the Texans got this right. We'll discuss that coming up.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, I got to get to where I believe no matter what happens, the Texans were right on a decision they made. I want to get to that in a second, but I did want to pass this across. With the Olympics coming up very, very soon, didn't I want to not let our audience know this fantastic news. This is from Team USA, overall team. We are thrilled to announce that LeBron James, as one of the two flag bearers who will lead Team USA.
Hold on, so
in the stop here. Team USA in the opening ceremony. And officially, don't start trying to play stuff, Clint. And officially open the Paris 2024 games.
Hold on, show.
Tomorrow they will announce the female that will be the flag bearer of this. Maybe Simone Biles, that would be a nice connection. Maybe LeBron, Simone, Katie Ledecky. That'd be a nice one. We'll see who it is. LeBron James was nominated for this honor by his teammate, Stephen Curry, who filmed a video supporting the nomination. Wow. About that.
Who cared it last year?
Nobody cared it last year, but
you know what I meant. Olympics. Who cared it?
I'm not sure. It wasn't LeBron.
You think people remember because it's LeBron?
Wow. I don't know if people will. I will. I'm fired up about it. Opening ceremonies.
Are you really?
Good. Yeah.
You're a big opening ceremonies guy.
I'm a big opening ceremonies guy anyway. Me and Courtney, we kind of like it. We'll watch the countries kind of walk.
When is that, Friday?
Is that it? You're right. I think you may be right. It is. Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah. By the way, words from the greatest athlete of our generation. Being selected by your teammates to carry the flag is a tremendous honor.
That's an opinion.
Why is Venus talking?
Well, I think you may mean Serena. So
that's
if
what
you're
going to
say
Serena.
The wrong one, you can.
Why is Serena?
Serena could be talking, but of our generation, LeBron James clearly as a testament to LeBron's passion for Team USA and his dedication to this sport. Wow, great for him. Great, a great decision.
Are you going
to Paris?
Yeah, are you going to go watch opening ceremonies?
It's a dream of mine, though. That's a bucket
to go
list.
To Paris or opening
I know
ceremonies?
You don't have a bucket list.
I know. I need to get one.
I want to go to. Well, it's not funny, Tyler. He said he doesn't.
I need to get one.
It's going to the Olympics is a big bucket list. I mean, the next one is in LA, so I'll try to find my way to that, to some event to that. But I also want to go out of the country. This would have been a nice one. Tyler, you went to Paris, didn't you? Enjoy yourself?
Yeah, man. And I got me a really cool, like, Paris Olympic shirt while I was there last year. But
Did you find my hat in that Hustler strip club?
I remember you had that hat in that
Hustler. Nope, didn't see it. Guess I got to go back.
Did you ask at the front desk before you left, lost and found?
I didn't check.
I mean, how crazy would it be if he said, "Hey, you mind if I check y'all's lost and found real quick?" And my hat was in there from 15 years ago.
That would. He should get I mean, that would be 20 years ago. That would be the most amazing. That would be one of the most amazing.
You should have asked, Tyler. You told me you were going to.
Yeah, I forgot to ask.
But that was one of those when you said you told him, that was like nobody expected that you were going to actually do that except for Clint.
I kept my eyes open for it, though.
No, you didn't. It's at your line.
Did you at least drive by the Hustler Club and see that it was still alive?
I drove by. I partook.
Tyler.
Talent wasn't bad.
Let me hear this lie.
Menage a trois.
You hear him?
No, he's just amazing.
Oh, I know he's lying. He's in there thumbing on his phone.
Yeah, he's lying.
Trying to
talk. This wouldn't have been the first time we heard about the Hustler in Paris. If this was the truth.
I don't kiss and tell, man.
Yeah, you do. I listen.
Hopefully you ain't kissing and shake.
I mean, sometimes you just got to take it. Anyway.
I mean, I'm sure you have, Ron.
I haven't.
I'm talking about Tyler last year.
I haven't. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you just.
You haven't, but you.
I haven't, but
I'm not opposed to it.
I could see a scenario where, you know, my back's against the wall and I got to make a decision.
What are you supposed to do?
And am I going to get a win or not? And, like,
oh, man.
At a certain age, I could see it. I could see it.
I mean, there's probably been some suspect things I'm guilty of in a shake, but kissing ain't one of them. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
No man knows what they would do unless they were put in that situation.
Exactly. Until you're in that situation,
Know. Like, how many drinks have I had? How hungry am I?
Might give a few smooches.
I feel like I've been in that situation a time or two. And I mean, unless you're talking about like straight leaning in.
I do want to say this. This is a takeaway I've had. Since training camp has started today, rolled through it even more. Clint, I think the Texans have made the right decision with Stephon Diggs. I think we can go ahead and get with that, because even if the worst happens, and I'm not saying that we won't see a situation that I think is probably the concern is, all right, do we start to see, you know, some of the drama, some of the antics that we saw him have in Buffalo and in Minnesota. That could happen. But I still think them making this decision is worth it because of what he brings. This is more than just even what he brings on the field, Clint. He is clearly a leader. And not just a leader, but a leader in terms of, hey, man, I we'll give all the information. I'll let you know all the information. I'm trying to help everybody. He is constantly talking to all the receivers, talking to the corners, talking to Lassiter, everybody. And he is ate up with the game. And, you know Jim Rat's game, right? That is, he is every bit of that. Like, he's probably somebody to be forced to go home from the jug machine. He probably has one at the house. I mean, all of that will trickle down to everybody else, and you're seeing the influence already. So even if he does have one of the blow-ups that he has had that I think many people are wondering about and how that would how the team would respond to that, CJ especially, I think it's worth it with everything he brings.
Oh, I think it's more than worth it, Ron.
I didn't believe that walking into the door.
We didn't know. We'd never seen it.
Yeah.
But I think it's well worth it. When I watch him operate on the practice field, it like today as I was watching it once again, you mentioned the jugs machine. I mean, the dude stayed after practice every day I've been out there, which is all four practices. He stayed after practices in some capacity, whether it's cardio, jugs machine, CJ Stroud, working with Tank Dell, working with John Metch. He's been out there every day, 20 minutes past, 30 minutes past, and it's hotter than hell. That's the hottest 30 minutes of the day, and he's staying out there. But so often in sports, coaches, executives, personnel guys, they throw around this whole, this guy's an older veteran and this guy's going to be great for our young guys to kind of show them the way. And, you know, okay, whatever. I mean, everybody says that kind of stuff. And look, I get it. It's understandable. If you get a bunch of veterans in a room and with some young guys, and obviously they're going to learn from them, right? But I think that thought of a player or that narrative around a player is probably oversold way too often in the NFL. And when I look at Stephon Diggs, it's the only guy that I can remember covering where it's blatantly obvious he's that guy. He's one of the hardest workers on the field. He communicates really, really well. He is, as you said, in love with the game and loves the work, loves the lonely work, loves the detailed work.
He seems to almost annoy people.
Yes.
With how much he wants to, he constantly wants to talk.
He wants to help Tank Dell and John Metchie. You can see that as you're out there. He wants to have great chemistry with C.J. Stroud. You can see that while you're out there. He takes care of his body. You can see that while you're out there. And then if you watch today, I don't remember if it's Saturday or today, they all run together. But he's taking a knee during a break, a little four or five minute break they have. And he took a knee, and I think he was talking to one of the other receivers, 19 maybe. And within before that break was over, there was 10 to 15 players surrounding him, and they were all breaking bread. The team overall, definitely the young guys, but the team overall, they all gravitate to Stephon Diggs. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, look, it's mentor, leader. I mean, he embodies everything that we hear head coaches and execs and general managers talking about. He is that guy.
Yeah, it was absolutely worth the risk, even if it's potential, it's the right decision. It was completely worth the risk. All right, coming up as we finish things out, Clint had an eye on the secondary, and I ain't gonna lie, I did too. And I know Clint saw a lot from the cornerback position, the safety position, and I saw somebody where I think we can kind of go ahead and shut up one of these things that's being talked about this team. In terms of an addition, we'll discuss that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I like that little number there. Yeah, let that go a little bit. Yeah. Swing that long neck of yours. It ain't Davis Mills long, but swing that neck of yours.
That long what?
That neck.
Oh, neck.
I didn't
say I just went to the restroom. I didn't know if you were in there looking at watching or something.
No, I wasn't. I was not in there looking at you. I was not. No, not a chance.
I heard somebody over in that stall. I wasn't real sure who it was.
Did you? No, it wasn't me. The Astros lineup is out as they face Hulk Hogan tonight. Hogan Harris.
Yeah, brother.
Is that really that man's name? I need to look that up.
No. He said it the other day when he was speaking.
Oh, he did say it. So that's not his name?
He said, that's not really my name. And he said his real name, and he went to talking like a normal person. And then within a matter of seconds, he was right back into the whole Hulk selling entertaining.
Are you sure? It says his name is Hogan.
No.
Hogan Anthony Harris.
No. No, he said it. I don't remember what it was, but that was not that. You talking about Hulk Hogan?
No. Hulk Hogan's name is Terry Bollea.
There you
go.
Who are you
talking
about?
Tonight.
Oh, Hogan. Yeah, his name's Hogan.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Hulk Hogan.
No, Terry Bollea.
Well, did you think I thought this picture for the A's?
I thought that's what you was talking about. No, that's what I thought he was talking about. That's what I went to go look up.
Did y'all see Hulk walking in the airport the other day? Somebody just posted a video.
Yeah, he looks like a wrestler.
Boy, he ain't got. He might as well go on and pull up. Get you a chair, man. Get you a wheelchair,
I'm
bud.
I'm glad, man. Stone Cold ain't looking like that.
Golly, man.
Bad knees, man. They'll get you every time.
Taker ain't looking like that.
Hips.
Yeah.
I mean, all three of his knees are bad in terms of what come to light recently.
Yeah, he's. Yeah.
Not funny?
Yeah, he's fighting. No, I enjoy it.
You want to talk about it?
He's fighting. Yeah, I mean, I probably should.
I mean, the hips, too?
Yeah, the hips. I mean,
there ain't no doubt. The way he's hunched over there, that's bad hips and back, too.
Yeah, that's a lot of wrestlers get that walk. It looks like it's going to be worse. It's going to get worse here, obviously, as the years roll on. Yeah. But anyway, the lineup against Hulk Hogan tonight, Altuve leading off, Bregman, Alvarez fresh off the cycle, Diaz in that four spot, Pena behind him, and Jake Myers in center, your everyday center fielder, Dubon, Diaz, a litmus Diaz getting in there immediately.
Is he back in the lineup already?
He's playing first base, baby.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
McCormick hit ninth.
Another news item here for you boys. Just reported from Chandler Rome. Victor Caratini, he has been activated off the injured list. Cesar Salazar has been optioned back to AAA Sugar Land.
Yeah, well, good for him, man. Let him have a night in San Francisco. Let him go to Napa and have him a nice night. So let his lady come up there and let them have the rest of the week for his contributions. So that is the lineup there as Diaz immediately rolls in there, baby. Said Joe said, come on, get on in here and play. Oh yeah, so Dubon and Diaz in the lineup together today. All right, D'Amico Ryan spoke about his young rookie Kamari Lassiter, the second round pick, and somebody that's one of the big stories and one of the big players that we are watching because he is in a battle for that position, and right now it seems like he has the upper hand on it. This is D'Amico on what he is seeing from his young corner.
Kamari is showing up every day. He's quiet, but he's locked in, focused, intense, and you don't notice him much because he's always doing his job. He's always where he should be. He's always in position. He's always doing what we ask him to do. And as a rookie, that says a lot for a young guy to come in and, not be noticed a lot for doing something negative. But everything has been positive with Kamari. He's exactly the guy we saw from the Georgia film. Like, dialed in. He's, a lot of people call him a dog. He's a dog. He's locked in, and it'll show up even more, I think, once we get the pads on. Just remember the Georgia tape, how physical he was when it came to tackling. So encouraged with where he is, starting out such a young career, where he is right now in training camp, what he did in OTAs, I think he'll continue to ascend and get better.
All right. I know you saw a lot of the secondary. There's a lot going on. But he's got to be first and foremost what you're looking at, because it seems like a lot of the other spots are kind of, we understand. We know that Jalen Petrie's going to play. We know that Jimmy Ward's going to play. We know about Derek Stingley. But that other corner spot is kind of up for grabs right now.
Yeah, look, it's the camp competition that I think is number one. And I'll be honest with you, from a real competition standpoint, I don't think there's another one that's even remotely close, not for a starting position. And Kamari Lassiter right now has been handed the number one job opposite, let's say, cornerback two, opposite Derek Stingley Jr. And a second-round draft pick that had questions about speed that I don't know how there's not questions. I'll be honest with you, I've watched. I don't know how there's not questions about how rigid he moves. And, you know, it's good to hear that, he's always in the right place. He's not standing out for negative reasons. There is something to that. In terms of being able to show up as a rookie and be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, have that reputation of being a dog. But playing corner in this league, you're going to need to do more than just be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. Now, D'Amico Ryans can do a hell of a job covering up for I would refer to Kamari Lassiter. I think he's got a chance to be a slot corner. If he's going to play outside, it's not going to be a man corner.
That's not where they're putting him.
No, yeah. Well, no. I mean, did I say slot corner?
Yeah.
I meant zone corner. Like he is going to be a zone
Richard
corner.
Sherman.
Yes. Yeah. I mean that's an awfully good one, but a guy that doesn't have the ability to cover man to man, you're going to play in a defense that's going to play a lot of zone. If the middle of the field's closed, you're going to play 8 yards off and you're pedaling at the snap. If it's cover two, you can get up, be physical, no fear of getting beat deep, because that's someone else's responsibility. So you can play call, you can scheme and play call to cover up for or to use a zone corner. But if typically when you draft a guy in the second round and you plug him in, you're not looking for a zone corner that you have to, when you want to play man coverages, you've got to sub somebody else in. Typically that man corner that's that good in man to where you sub him in and you trust him in man situations can also play corner as well. So this number two corner opposite Derek Stingley, I think it's the competition of camp, the one to watch, because you've got CJ Henderson, former top 10 overall pick, you got Jeff Okuda, former top 10 overall pick, and you got Kamari Lassiter, who they've given the job to, who's a second round pick this year, a rookie. That's going to be a hell of a competition to see who lands opposite Derek Stingley. And I put it out there, I don't want to beat the dead horse, but I just there's nothing I've seen that tells me Kamari Lassiter is a starting outside corner day one in this league.
No, I mean it definitely not this far. I think he seems like he may use his hands. That's something we're seeing a lot, and which is not something crazy when you see somebody who may struggle with
Yeah.
With a little speed, a little something. Like, to me, I think the one play that stuck out to me today is I think he probably would have got called for a flag against Stephon Diggs on a go route that got away from him, made one quick move on him, and then he put his hands on him immediately past 5 yards. So once you get that reputation, that, you know, that kind of follows you, and, yep, and people will be looking at that. So hopefully he can keep kind of rolling through and getting better and getting better. I know that's what Stephon Diggs said earlier about him, like he's just getting better and better. Hopefully by the season we see some strides with that. But it's something we're going to be watching, though. Always, yeah, if he's going to be on the outside, because there could be a potential problem.
Well, if you thought that this defense is going to be good enough to stop the run and rush the passer without putting an extra safety in the box and without closing the middle of the field, then you got a chance to be able to overcome some of these things. But like to me, if you've got two guys that D'Amico Ryans is already on record of saying they're elite movers, right? Now, look, if you can't play, you can't play. I think Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson can play. I think it's just, do the stars align for him here in Houston, and can they play to the degree of being a starting corner? Can they ever live up to being a top 10 pick in this league? That's the question with those guys. But it's hard for me to think that this defense is going to be good enough for the play caller to cover up a young corner by doing zone corner things when you got C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda on the sideline. Like, that would be a difficult sell for me. In theory, it sounds good. Like, in theory, it sounds good to go, oh, well, this guy, we're going to play, you know, zone, some kind of zone coverage, at least to that half of the field, 90% of the time when he's on the field. Yeah. I mean, that sounds good, but
it's quarterbacks, just, a good, well, good offense.
And you got some really, and you got some really good easy ones on the schedule. So it's just, it's not as easy. To me, it's not, I mean, playing a corner that you can't just jump into man pressures and then bail into a show the pressure and then bail into a zone like that. You can't do both of those things. That's a little bit iffy.
Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They're going to let you know everything you need to know about what we talked about earlier. Look dominant today. That D-line for the Texans, they'll be discussing that. And after them, Area 45, Bajani and Creighton. So stay for them, because a little West Coast baseball, they'll get you ready for this A's Astros game coming up, and have you rolling all the way until 11 o'clock. So Texans All Access and then Area 45 after that. I will say this, though, Clint. All this talk we've been hearing about bringing Justin Simmons, Texans may need to bring in a safety.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, unless there is some huge injury to a big piece like a Jimmy Ward, or even a Eric Murray.
Oh yeah.
Eric Murray, y'all looked at me crazy when I said the name Eric. Both of you did.
No, I was looking at you crazy because I thought if you were thinking Eric Murray, you were right, and you were backtracking.
Eric Murray, unless there's a big injury to one of those cats, I don't think they're going to go after safety. I think they really, really like Kalen Bullock, and we are starting to see why. His size is unique. This is a huge cat that has a huge radius and covers a lot of ground. And he may not be ready to go right now, but you can see the signs of more playing time by week 3, more playing time by week 5, more playing time by week 8, and then you could there is a strong possibility, Clint, he's getting more of the snaps, the majority of the snaps there. So I don't think they're going to be hunting safety.
That's the one that's going to be hard to deny. Like, I think he's going to take it out of the coach's hands. He's going to have to be on the field. They're going to rotate some safeties, which they always do. But man, that sucker right there can play ball now.
Yeah. I don't think they feel like they're a guy short.
That's the rookie to watch. Kalen Bullock, out of USC, rookie. That safety. That's the one to watch, in my opinion, in terms of being able to make a difference on this team this season.
Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. Texans All Access coming up behind us. Area 45 after that. Live and local till 11, so stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. All right, the drive is live, baby. You just listened to it. Oh, boy.
Boy, he's on one, ain't he? Oh, must have got him a little sleep this weekend,
boy. Just listen to In the Loop. Yeah. The drive is live, as you heard right there. Show a nipple. Start the show to the people on YouTube. But ooh, a fresh shave.
That thing's hard, too.
It's
that thing's hard.
Shaved,
why are they hard, Chief?
Why not?
I mean, I think you got to just do the whole show, no shirt.
No. The show just starts. We don't have to.
Oh.
For long.
That's why my nips are hard.
I mean, it's you can never have too much good, can you?
Just one look at you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I like that little number there. Yeah, let that go a little bit. Yeah. Swing that long neck of yours. It ain't Davis Mills long, but swing that neck of yours.
That long what?
That neck.
Oh, neck. I just went to the restroom. I didn't know if you were in there looking at, watching or something.
No, I wasn't. I was not in there looking at you. Mm. I was not. No, not a chance.
I heard somebody over in that stall. I wasn't real sure who it was.
Did you? No, it wasn't me. The Astros lineup is out as they face Hulk Hogan tonight. Hogan Harris.
Yeah, brother.
Is that really that man's name? I need to look that up.
No. He said it the other day when he was speaking.
So that's not his name?
He said, that's not really my name. And he said his real name. And he went to talking like a normal person. And then within a matter of seconds, he was right back into the whole Hulk selling entertaining.
Are you sure? It says his name is Hogan.
No.
Hogan Anthony Harris.
No. No, he said it. I don't remember what it was, but that was not that. You talking about Hulk Hogan?
No. Hulk Hogan's name is Terry Bollea.
There you
I'm
go.
Talking
Who
about
are you
the
talking
pitcher
about?
Tonight.
Oh, Hogan? Yeah, his name's Hogan.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Hulk Hogan.
No, Terry Bollea.
Well, I mean, did you think I thought that? Did you think I thought this pitcher for
I
the
thought
A's
that's what you was talking about. No, that's what I thought he was talking about. That's what I went to go look up.
Did y'all see Hulk walking in the airport the other day? Somebody posted a video.
Yeah, he looks like a wrestler.
Boy, he might as well go on and pull up. Get you a chair, man. Get you a wheelchair, bud.
I'm glad, man. Stone Cold ain't looking like that.
Golly, man.
Bad knees, man. They'll get you every time.
Taker ain't looking like that.
Hips.
Yeah.
I mean, all three of his knees are bad in terms of what come to light recently.
Yeah, he's
not funny.
Yeah, he's fighting. No, I enjoy it.
You want to talk about it?
He's fighting. Yeah, I mean, I probably should.
I mean, the hips too.
Yeah, the hips.
There ain't no doubt the way he's hunched over there. That's bad hips and back too.
That's a lot of wrestlers get that walk. It looks like it's going to be worse. It's going to get worse here, obviously, as the years roll on. Yeah. But anyway, the lineup against Hulk Hogan tonight. Altuve leading off, Bregman, Alvarez fresh off the cycle, Diaz in that four spot, Pena behind him, and Jake Myers in center, your everyday center fielder, Dubon, Diaz, a litmus Diaz getting in there immediately.
Is he back in the lineup already?
He's playing first base, baby.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
McCormick hit ninth.
Another news item here for you boys. Just reported from Chandler Rome. Victor Caratini, he has been activated off the injured list. Cesar Salazar has been optioned back to AAA Sugar Land.
Yeah, well, good for him, man. Let him have a night in San Francisco. Let him go to Napa and have him a nice night. So let his lady come up there and let them have the rest of the week for his contributions. So that is the lineup there as Diaz immediately rolls in there, baby. Joe said, come on, get on in here and play. Get on here and play. Oh, yeah. So Dubon and Diaz in the lineup together today. All right. D'Amico Ryan spoke about his young rookie, Kamari Lassiter, the second round pick, and somebody that's one of the big stories and one of the big players that we are watching because he is in a battle for that position, and right now it seems like he has the upper hand on it. This is D'Amico on what he is seeing from his young corner.
Kamari is showing up every day. Quiet, but he's locked in, focused, intense, and you don't notice him much because he's always doing his job. He's always where he should be. He's always in position. He's always doing what we ask him to do. And as a rookie, that says a lot for a young guy to come in and, you know, not be noticed a lot for doing, you know, something negative. But everything has been positive with Kamari. He's exactly the guy we saw from the Georgia film. Like, dialed in. He's, a lot of people call him a dog. He's a dog. He's locked in, and it'll show up even more, I think, once we get the pads on. Just remember the Georgia tape, how physical he was when it came to tackling. So encouraged with where he is, you know, starting out such a young career, where he is right now in training camp, what he did in OTAs, I think he'll continue to ascend and get better.
All right. I know you saw a lot of the secondary. There's a lot going on. But he's got to be first and foremost what you're looking at, because it seems like a lot of the other spots are kind of, we understand. We know that Jalen Petrie's going to play. We know that Jimmy Ward's going to play. We know about Derek Stingley. But that other corner spot is kind of up for grabs right now.
Yeah, look, it's the camp competition that I think is number one. And I'll be honest with you, from a real competition standpoint, I don't think there's another one that's even remotely close, not for a starting position. And Kamari Lassiter right now has been handed the number one job opposite, let's say, cornerback two, opposite Derek Stingley Jr. And a second-round draft pick that had questions about speed that I don't know how there's not questions. I'll be honest with you, I've watched. I don't know how there's not questions about how rigid he moves. And, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, he's always in the right place. He's not standing out for negative reasons. There is something to that. In terms of being able to show up as a rookie and be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, create, you know, have that reputation of being a dog. But playing corner in this league, you're going to need to do more than just be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. Now, D'Amico Ryans can do a hell of a job covering up for I would refer to Kamari Lassiter. I think he's got a chance to be a slot corner. If he's going to play outside, it's not going to be a man corner.
That's not where they're putting him.
No, yeah. I mean, did I say slot corner?
Yeah.
I meant zone corner. Like he is going to be a zone
corner. Sherman.
Yes. Yeah. I mean that's an awfully good one. But I'm just like a guy that doesn't have the ability to cover man-to-man. You're going to play in a defense that's going to play a lot of zone. If the middle of the field's closed, you're going to play 8 yards off and you're pedaling at the snap. If it's cover two, you can get up, be physical, no fear of getting beat deep because that's someone else's responsibility. So you can play call. You can scheme and play call to cover up for or to use a zone corner. But if typically when you draft a guy in the second round and you plug him in, you're not looking for a zone corner that you have to – when you want to play man coverages, you've got to sub somebody else in. Typically that man corner that's that good in man to where you sub him in and you trust him in man situations can also play corner as well. So this number two corner opposite Derek Stingley, I think it's the competition of camp, the one to watch, because you've got C.J. Henderson, former top 10 overall pick. You got Jeff Okudah, former top 10 overall pick. And you got Kamari Lassiter, who they've given the job to, who's a second-round pick this year, a rookie. That's going to be a hell of a competition to see who lands opposite Derek Stingley. And I put it out there. I don't want to beat the dead horse, but I just there's nothing I've seen that tells me Kamari Lassiter is a starting outside corner day one in this league.
I mean, it definitely not this far. I think he seems like he may use his hands. That's something we're seeing a lot, and which is, you know, not something crazy when you see somebody who may struggle with.
Yeah.
With a little speed, a little something. Like, to me, I think the one play that stuck out to me today is I think he probably would have got called for a flag against Stephon Diggs on a go route that got away from him, made one quick move on him, and then he put his hands on him immediately past 5 yards. Once you get that reputation, that, you know, that kind of follows you, and, yep, and people will be looking at that. So hopefully he can keep kind of rolling through and getting better. I know that's what Stephon Diggs said earlier about him, like he's just getting better and better. Hopefully by the season we see some strides with that. But
it's something we're going to
be watching, though. Always, yeah, if he's going to be on the outside, because there could be a potential problem.
Well, if you thought that this defense is going to be good enough to stop the run and rush the passer without putting an extra safety in the box, and without closing the middle of the field, then you got a chance to be able to overcome some of these things. But like to me, if you've got two guys that D'Amico Ryans is already on record of saying they're elite movers, right? Now, look, if you can't play, you can't play. I think Jeff Okudah and C.J. Henderson can play. I think it's just, do the stars align for them here in Houston, and can they play to the degree of being a starting corner? Can they ever live up to being a top 10 pick in this league? That's the question with those guys. But it's hard for me to think that this defense is going to be good enough for the play caller to cover up a young corner by doing zone corner things when you got C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okudah on the sideline. Like, that would be a difficult sell for me. In theory, it sounds good. Like, in theory, it sounds good to go, oh, this guy, we're going to have to play, you know, zone, some kind of zone coverage, at least to that half of the field, 90% of the time when he's on the field. Yeah. I mean, that sounds good, but
it's quarterbacks, just, a good, well, good offense.
And you got some really, yeah, and you got some really good easy ones on this schedule. So it's just, it's not as easy. To me, it's not, I mean, playing a corner that you can't just jump into man pressures and then bail into a show the pressure and then bail into a zone like that. You can't do both of those things. That's a little bit iffy.
Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They're going to let you know everything you need to know about what we talked about earlier. Look dominant today. That D-line for the Texans. They'll be discussing that. And after them, Area 45, Bajani and Creighton. So stay for them, because a little West Coast baseball, they'll get you ready for this A's Astros game coming up, and have you rolling all the way until 11 o'clock. So Texans All Access and then Area 45 after that. I will say this, though, Clint. All this talk we've been hearing about bringing Justin Simmons. Texans may need to bring in a safety.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I unless there is some huge injury to a big piece like a Jimmy Ward, or even a what's Eric's Eric not Eric God man my man who had the contract nobody Murray Eric Murray
oh yeah
Eric Murray, y'all looked at me crazy when I said the name Eric, both of you
No, I was looking at you crazy because I thought if you were thinking Eric Murray, you were right, and you were backtracking.
Eric Murray, unless there's a big injury to one of those cats, I don't think they're going to go after safety. I think they really, really like Kalen Bullock, and we are starting to see why. His size is unique. This is a huge cat that has a huge radius and covers a lot of ground. And he may not be ready to go right now, but you can see the signs of more playing time by week three, more playing time by week five, more playing time by week eight, and then you could there is a strong possibility Clint, he's getting more of the snaps, the majority of the snaps up there. So I don't think they're going to be hunting safe.
That's the one that's going to be hard to deny. Like I think he's going to take it out of the coach's hands. He's going to have to be on the field. They're going to rotate some safeties, which they always do. But man, that sucker right there can play ball now.
Yeah. I don't think they feel like they're a guy short.
That's the rookie to watch. Kalen Bullock, out of USC, rookie. That safety. That's the one to watch, in my opinion, in terms of being able to make a difference on this team this season.
Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. Texans All Access coming up behind us. Area 45 after that. Live and local till 11, so stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. All right, the drive is live, baby. You just listened to In the... Oh, boy.
Boy, he's on one, ain't he? Oh, boy. Must have got him a little sleep this weekend,
just
boys.
Just listen to In the Loop. Yeah. The drive is live, as you heard right there. Show a nipple. Start the show to the people on YouTube. But ooh, a fresh shave.
That thing's hard, too. That thing's hard. Shaved, why are they hard, Chief?
Why not?
I mean, I think you got to just do the whole show, no shirt.
No. The show just starts. We don't have to.
Oh.
For a long
time. That's why my nips are hard.
I mean, it's you can never have too much good, can you?
Just one look at you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.